Genesis, the original Mythbuster. This is Ken Ham, president of the ministry building a full-size ark near Cincinnati. You know, when Moses compiled and wrote Genesis, he challenged all the false ideologies around him. In fact, we could call Moses a Mythbuster. You see, Moses debunked pagan myths by presenting what actually happened, not by offering more myths. This explains why Genesis reads like history and not mythical poetry. And what's more, Jesus, the Apostle Paul, and Luke knew the difference between truth and myth, and they all viewed the events of Genesis as historical. They also believed in a literal Adam and Eve. And you know, Genesis didn't just refute ancient myths, it challenges modern myths too, like evolution and millions of years. I urge you to believe God's word.
Want to know more about the Bible's history of the universe? Visit our faith-affirming website, answersingenesis.org. You'll be encouraged at answersingenesis.org.